New York-based scholars came in and filled out the course, and so they helped formulate it, and they were very still, they were comfortable about saying, well, play, I remember back in Plato's definition, community, that's what community must be, can't live without, right? And I was, first of all, I could figure out my argument, and this I think has to do with strategizing. I couldn't just say, I mean, I've learned a long time of fighting that if you just say racist sexism and you don't scream, you get patronized, heard, looked at, and then nobody changes. So I said, wow, we had to do this. And I said, one of the problems I think about the country is that people, when they get those galleries of thousands or whatever, they have no background on the American experience and the American experience. And then we went through how to change it. The book we now start with, which is sociology, an anthropology book, which is really the history of Kuhn. It's written in Nisa by Marshall Shostak. It deals with work in the community. It's basically an oral history of her life. Very sensitive to students. They can find the gender issues, the sexual issues, all the issues, aging, all the kinds of things that later get developed in the community. I don't know how I found it, but that was like, God. Now everybody knows the men and the women, this is like a good introduction, but the book of work and the community and a tradition, you know, tradition society. Moved away from place. The next thing is Marx. Now, how do you say that Marx is everybody who has to go to that narrative? I haven't quite worked out all the theories. I just don't give it as a time to talk about what you can learn from. Because one time I did English work, it did not work. But with English, I have problems with English with this book. And one of the problems was that it falls apart. The student sharp in the beginning, and I feel like it's written by a grad student, and that's what I feel like. It's part of it is developing dramatically, as well as other parts. So I have problems with that problem. But that course has gives me an opportunity to introduce them to some of the issues and empower them in a way that it is what I call integrated women's studies. The women's studies issues are a natural part of the discussion of women and women's perspectives. And they only live in their perspective.
As a student, one of the things that I find is that I think that the women that I'm looking at, I was really educated.
But as a teacher, I give Nisa as a book. So it isn't like that to be male and anthropology. And then I think that's the power we have in some courses to say, well, the basic course between this course and American women, one of my basic courses. Because I define the women's movement the way I define it. And what Don Shalala was, I think, saying is where you are, you have that, you take that out. You design this woman. Women's history, right now I'm teaching that. The first one was Century Struggle. Tremendous problems with what's left out. But I felt an obligation that students, and I like some of the stuff to go. I think because my students are predominantly black, I want them to understand how the women's community developed from a white woman's perspective. And then I get a lot of questions when I'm black in this community. And then they jump. So it's like shifting perspectives and shifting gears and talking about difference and how different it is. But next week we're going to talk about, Monday we're going to talk about other women of color, that I'm Asian, and I'm just dating women of color, Canada, I'm Asian, and Native American, and all that, to complement, supplement. And also Gerda Lynn's book, that's the other book. Gerda Lynn's book, Century Struggle, which is on my back. And probably Joe Friedman's book, with essays and then add to the women's
then. Because I feel, you know, I think there's a way in which you get real, I think nationalistic or negative or whatever, where women are not experiencing the experiences of women. And they're men. But the in black people is not just because they're men. That black women have that white women over there. They have no problem. All they want to be trans girls. Never have any issues with the kind of women you have. And to the extent that racism operates differently in black women, that's true, but on the other hand, it's not true. That white women are not, they're more privileged in some places than other places, and you have to make an analysis now, look at the world, from the perspective of being female. That is the goal. So those are the kinds of things like this. But the traditional way to look at women's movement stuff is simply a struggle and a struggle. And not to look at black women as part of the American. So I think the controlling question is to pull up from my perspective. You're a student coming in, why should I make you read the right? If I'm teaching course of black history, why should I make you read all the male stuff? And then, you know, going to go to 10, maybe you need something about black women. And I do a thing on starting black women in perspective. And then add, and just, you know, that is the way to do it. But the question that I think is going to do it, are there any, maybe we'll swing around and say one thing, one piece of information that you think must be learned by women in the world. Include one thing, hope. And then I will do yes, but I mean,
get more damaging, I think, than it is helpful. And if you have, I mean, I've seen this happen.
not the law. People want to pay good, widely, to the bank. I would say that every action is not I say that what I do is
No, maybe you want it.
Anyway, where are the male materials that I want to know? And I've got one.
the chance to speak to your wife at the mission.
They already went to Texas.
I know.
It's not an intellectual.
I'm not mad for reasons.
It's not an intellectual problem. We were talking before, it's not an intellectual problem. Whenever you try to make conscious attempts on race, people are talking about their personal pain. And the guys are going out of the script. First of all, they're young. They haven't done anything. I get the other men who have done it. much more open to hearing because they have saved the white left in. They've done the mistakes. In the 40s and 50s, the less arrogant shit, the arrogant young guys who are going to emotional craziness about everything. And so that they're in an intellectual setting, and they're in an intellectual setting, which is an expressing themselves on an emotional level. And I want to say, I don't think it's about whether you teach men, educate men, or educate men, but whether you speak the truth. And you teach, and so this is the reality. The reality is that half the information, the experiences of the world are about women. Not defensively, and not to go on these special. That's why I kind of struggle with that. I mean, I talk to some black men, and they're about black men, and they're about black women. But the course, the information that we're talking about, is the reality of the experience of these black women and black men. But it also comes through a prism which is very much anti-sexist. That's what they're objecting. You can teach a course only about black men, and only using black men references, but if your perspective is anti-sexist, men are going to be. So it's not the intellectual content, it's not the question of it is the psychic thread of the people. They can't put this together, but there you are. They are. Their whole definition of themselves is under attack, because you're saying it's the whole thing about rehab. There's a whole other way to get that back. And the father. And the father. Yes.
I just had to say this. I was that is not to be by one male student who is running a lost lesson. And I was stuck. In terms of how to
I want to end because this is time with something from Peggy McIntosh. She looks at five phases of history. It's a correlation of five phases of women's studies or studies in academic academy. Phase one, women of history, which most of us study. Phase two is women industry driven, put in and compensate for the history and stuff. Third, women as problems, the problem of women. Problems that women's psychology, the psychological issues, as difference between men, and maybe even more analogy. And then women as history, and last, history redefined or reconstructed to include us all, I think. Everyone's kind of psychology. But she talks about this lovely version of what it could look like. Sometime later, Joe's children came to college. They are twins. She has named them Maya and Angela. Not by accident, their freshman course, English course, even the English at all, is in Spanish. They need Spanish for an oral history project they're doing. In my fantasy, they are at Humboldt Cox State. They're spending a great deal of time in composition in Spanish. And moreover, they find themselves in the Spanish language and composition, not only on the way that they read and write the language, but also on their ability to elicit information from other people. Their ability to understand what they heard and their ability to carry on conversation. Previous things that rather than directing the thought in the statement. In the history component of their victims, these twins have a project which is doing oral research with extension of women. It started to be the history of migrant labor in the country part of the country, but the students who slaved, setting out the labor of the history on migrant labor course before. Before they had interviewed these women, left their narrow campus too much. The students have decided that right now is an open-ended series of interviews and a topic. They will ask them about their lives rather than asking them about migrant labor history in the start. In psychology, Maya and Angela read Jean Baker's Miller for the new psychology of women, and they
is revealed, when you look at women's lives falling from wounds on the ground, they begin to care about their mother's letters that their mothers had, and new ways to get to understand about the mother and their sister, Abel. In biology, mind and take a course called Appealing for the Organism, Science Without Mastery. Read Evelyn Fox Keller's book of this title, Barbara McLennan's work on the next. Please sign, please.
I do.
And Feel of Corn. The course syllabus opens with a remarkable contentment of the season to go reply. It might seem unfair to reward a person for having so much pleasure over the year. Ask them amazing plans to solve specific problems in Washington, Wisconsin. Last of all, Hart, my manager will have a terrific problem. They're having a lot of fun doing it. They have two assignments in them. Humboldt State of Mind. Every year, student places a part of the room. Maya and Angela have to replace the previous year's team with a temporary team in the room. But what if they don't replace? This is where their teaching assignments come in. In this phase, for the reason, every student is also a teacher. Therefore, Maya and Angela have to spend a part of each day teaching some young children the subject that in which they themselves are taking. Maya and Angela have a great group, have a group of 10 children working with them to decide who's working in the previous year's mural. Taken down and whose work was made replaced by my initiative. This is her discussion, her vision. She said, well, it's called Interactive Phases of Curriculum and Vision for Feminist Perspective. And that's taken magnitude. I think it's a useful kind of theme to look at as we move from the different stages here. And I certainly want to thank everybody. It's been really wonderful. I don't know if this is going to be right. This is how the scholars have been thinking. 6 months from now, oh, we want you to write this stuff up and to put in the book. I have a vision of that, and the vision is much more of a collective statement. If it ever occurred, I would be getting back in touch with you and asking you to describe in on writing some of the things that you said here. Because I think that collective statement is a better reflection of our experience, and also a better reflection of reality. So, for the people in CUNY, I'm probably going to get